Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
We recently watched a TV show titled Humans, and it was set in a dystopian future, and it portrays a scarily realistic time when we own incredibly lifelike human robots that can take care of our everyday chores. Now, based on the leaps and bounds of artificial intelligence, I can actually see these days ahead of us and not far off in the distance. I was explaining the show to a younger friend by the name of Christian, highlighting how the only way to tell the difference between real humans and the synths, short for synthetics, was their emotionless, disengaged facial expressions. I laughed out loud when Christian, many years my junior, said, "Oh, they sound just like NPCs." He went on to explain to me, an uninitiated non-gamer, that an NPC is a non-playable character in a video game. He expanded by telling me that such characters look human, but they aren't. They're simply hollow characters who add little value other than serving as scenery. The concept of NPCs and synths rattled around my brain for a few days, and it got me thinking about how there are people in the workplace who are just like them. Employees who are there, but not really there. Workers who turn up, but don't really show up. If I've learned anything at all about human performance, especially in the workplace, it's that all organisations are actually volunteer organisations because people choose how much to give of themselves. Human beings, unlike NPCs and synths, are actually four-dimensional: body, heart, mind and soul. Now, the physical body will turn up for work. Even the most laid-back work cultures will eventually let go of those who don't turn up. And yet, even if someone does turn up for work, I've observed that the other three dimensions of the human beings are strictly voluntary: the heart, the mind, and the soul. We've all suffered from a lack of service from those who show no heart, no passion for their work. So their name badge may ask, "How can I help?" but their face certainly doesn't. We've all been frustrated by a co-worker who does the bare minimum and leaves everything to the very last minute, seemingly forgetting that their indifferent attitude can cause negative ramifications for the other interdependent parts of the workflow chain. The dimension of the human mind is the contribution of ideas to ask, how could this product, process or service be improved for my customer or co-worker? NPCs and synths don't think about such things, and my observations being that most employees don't think much about thinking about work. The soul shows up in the workplace by addressing the cerebral question, what legacy shall I leave and how can I make a difference here? Whereas an NPC or a synth is powered up by plugging in, a human being firing on all four cylinders, you know, body, heart, mind and soul, gets regenerated and re-enthused by considering how their work matters and how they will be remembered when they choose to move on. You know, I do foresee a future where robots will do so much of what we currently do for ourselves. But what I don't see that NPCs or the synths ever been able to replace is the human part of being, well, human, whether at home or in the workplace. Technology will continue to change how we work, but what I believe will remain is our willingness to be led by those who love what they do. I still believe that in our innate desire to put the proverbial shoulders to the plough, the body, alongside teams that show passion, the heart, contribute innovative ideas, the mind, and want to look back on our work, well done, the soul. One of the wonderful aspects of humanity, regardless of the number of years we've lived, is our ability to affect our future by changing our present. We haven't been programmed in the past to just keep operating soullessly in a perpetual present. We can change the program. So let's all turn up and show up to our work as if we mean it. Whether we're W-2s, business owners or retired volunteers, let's really mean it and show those NPCs and synths who's boss.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.